A new music venue will open in Philadelphia this week. The Fillmore, named after the famous clubs in San Francisco and New York that helped give birth to modern rock and roll, will open in the Fishtown neighborhood. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that the new club's inaugural poster was created by one of the original Fillmore's psychedelic poster artists.
Bonnie McLean has been quietly painting in a converted barn in Bucks County for 43 years. But before that, she lived the fast-paced life of San Francisco in the 60s. She moved there in 1963 when she says flower power still meant something.
I mean, it was a nice idea at first, but unfortunately then when the summer of love rolled in, so did all those little kids. All those teenagers who got there with nothing. They had no money. They couldn't work. They all got into drugs. It was sad.
During that time, McLean met and married Bill Graham, the impresario who championed psychedelic rock at the Fillmore.
We were there around the clock, practically. We were there a lot. So, of course, I saw a lot of all the shows. Loved that part of it. One of my favorite groups was Cream, who came from England. More sophistication in these groups that came in from elsewhere, although I've got to watch what I say and what everybody's feelings, but that's the way I saw it anyway.
McLean always had an interest in art, but no training. In college, she studied French. Nevertheless, her husband asked her if she would make posters for upcoming Fillmore shows. Her posters always centered on a face, sometimes surrounded by gothic architectural designs, and the important things like the name of the bands, the date, the time, the place, swirled around in bubbly letters. Unlike a lot of her peers, McLean never made that text unreadable.
Some of them did that deliberately because they thought that was what you're supposed to do. If they're psychedelic, they shouldn't be legible. If you can read it, it's not working, in other words. But that was never my thing, and Bill didn't want it to be illegible because... But that's not advertising. If nobody can read it, what's the point?
McLean divorced Graham in 1975, relocated to Bucks County, where she now paints figurative nudes and still lives. And she says what happened in San Francisco stayed in San Francisco.
I mean, I don't work in any way that was influenced by those posters, and I don't have any success because of that era. There are so many people who collect posters, but they are not at all interested in anything else I do.
McLean designed the poster for the first concert at the new Fillmore in Philadelphia, headlined by Hall & Oates. She says it will be in the old Fillmore style, but don't call it psychedelic. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.